from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was thinking about this coming in today. Let me just throw this at you. Although I know, how about this? I've asked three people this question. I got the same answer from all three. Now I'm going to throw it to Guru. What do you think the odds are that his answer is the same as you three guys or different?
Next question.
Yeah.
All right. Super Bowl was when? Mid-February?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were out there.
Okay. March 1st. Let me take you back to March 1st. About 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. Guru, do you think on March 1st, the 49ers knew, okay, we got some contract issues we're going to have to straighten out with Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, and Trent Williams?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So we all believe that.
No doubt about it.
All right. So if they knew it on March 1st, okay, is there a chance that everything that's gone on to this point, they have kind of foreseen? And they have prepared for it. And it's taken them to this point right now where they thought it's possible we could get to that point at this time. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to say no to that.
Yeah.
I don't think they thought Brandon was going to try to bring the house down. Trent Williams, I think nothing to see here. But Brandon Ayuk is the one, the McCaffrey. And it's crazy, all depending on who you talk to, and I'm not saying anybody's wrong, because all we're doing is, you know, going off our intel and how we live our life and our experiences, how all this computes to one. But at the end of the day, what I do know about the three is McCaffrey got his deal done in the middle of the night. It was the easiest of them all, and I can make the argument that Trent Williams is a Hall of Famer at his position more than McCaffrey is at his. McCaffrey's going to the Hall. But I'm dumbfounded on how that was done so easily. And now, forget Ayuk for a second, Trent Williams is having to go to these measures unless they got an agreement, wink, wink, we'll take care of you right before the New York game. But I don't think they had Brandon asking for Justin Jefferson-type money on the table.
Yeah, see, I think that you got to look at it and take into account what they did. If you're telling me on March 1st, they knew this, and I definitely think they knew this. Okay, what'd they do? What's the first thing they did? Deal with Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. So what they're telling everybody is, Christian McCaffrey is more important than those other two guys. That's what that's telling me. All right? Christian McCaffrey wanted a contract extension, and Christian McCaffrey got a contract extension
fast.
Super fast.
Okay. All right.
Super fast.
No hate, no shame.
Okay, you know what? Is it possible that on March 1st, they knew they were going to have three situations like this, and Shanahan and Lynch looked at each other and said, well, we got to get Christian signed. Yeah, we definitely do. Okay, well, you know, after that, it's going to get kind of tough. Yeah, but what do you think? Why, we think we can get Brandon in here for 24, 25, maybe. Okay. What if we can't? What if he wants 30? We're not going to 30. Can we play that game? Well, we have to play that game. We can't give him 30. There's too many. He's not good enough to be paid 30.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to do with that? Well, you know what? We're just going to play it out. Let's keep playing it out. Maybe they knew this was going to happen in the middle of March. Because at that point, they made a decision of certain things they were willing to do and certain things they're not willing to do. And then maybe with Trent Williams, they said, well, we know he's gonna hold out because that's what he does.
Yeah.
So how do you want to handle Trent? Well, you know what? He's 36 and he's like everybody else. He's got an inflated opinion of himself and he's still under contract for $22 million. So let's just not do anything with Trent Williams leading up to the season, and we'll dare him to not play because he's going to be giving up $22 million.
But what if he calls you on that dare? Where does that leave the team?
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay.
My point is that this I still believe that the 49ers are in this situation knowing being in this situation was a possibility. Not that they wanted this situation, right, but that they decided 5 months ago what they were going to do up to a certain point, and then at some point they'll either.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Continue with his strategy, or they'll change. But I really don't think it's like, oh my God, we didn't see this coming. I think they maybe didn't, if they put the percentages at certain things, they probably thought, yeah, all right, there's a 20% chance he'll hold in. And
yeah.
Okay, well, now he's holding in. So now what are we going to do? Like, the only thing that I'm wondering is, what's this all telling you if you're a 49er fan at 888-957-9570? If we all acknowledge that they knew on March 1st, these three guys, they had all kinds of avenues they could go down. They could have signed them all 3 days later and said, let's put it all to bed and bring them all back. But they didn't. They took care of McCaffrey shortly after March, or at least first. I don't know if it was shortly after March. I think it was early June. And now they're here. Why have they chosen to go down this route if they've known for 5 months all three of these guys were going to want to deal with their contracts?
Stani, I'm up here. I wish I had something for you. And Alden Garcia, Guru going to make this on the YouTube chat. Guru going to make this a race issue again. I'm not. But I'm not going to hide and act like I don't see color in this, that the white running back got his money of the three so easy. And Trent Williams and Ayuk, for whatever reason, this may be part of their plan, Stani, that there's a holdup. And I go to Trent Williams on that because, my God, his resume is as great as Christian McCaffrey's resume. And his resume is to protect the blind side of your stud quarterback that you're about to give a blank check to if he balls out. So he is just as important as McCaffrey. And then he opens the holes for McCaffrey. But this is what gets me about this whole formula or scenario, Stani, that I don't have the answer to. I've never been a football player. But if you're telling me about Brandon Ayuk not catching one pass from his quarterback all offseason, that really may not mean a damn thing. I just, from what I think from afar as a fan, I think that goes against everything that we hear or is talked about when you talk about reps and Evan's work. I'm always say that, E. Continuity. Like, if you're telling me that means nothing, diddly squat, and they go out and ball this year, Ayuk and Brock Purdy, Stani, I'll be like, okay, this will be a prime example of nothing to see here. But I'll just throw it back to you real quick. Do you think receiver and quarterback need rapport, or can they just go into week one if this thing continues with not throwing the ball at all this offseason? That's what's shocking to me about your scenario on if the Niners had a plan to ride it out this far. I don't know how they can be polished going into week one. 3rd and 12, I'm looking for IU. Could mean nothing, Stani. They already got the reps.
It's 1 week. It's the first week of the year.
But,
the
first week of the year. When do you work it out? Is it week four, week
five? Second, third week?
But are you mad at the question, though, I guess, from afar of, man, they hadn't got any work together. I'm just asking, does it mean anything?
Not really. Not to me. We've talked about this a lot, and there is a lot to talk about. My question to 49er fans, if we're all acknowledging that they knew these three situations were looking at them, and we knew on March 1st that they were all going to happen.
Right.
Why are we here right now? Just from the 49ers standpoint, just look at it from the 49ers standpoint. March 1st, they knew McCaffrey wanted a new deal. They knew Ayuk was going to want a big deal. And they knew Trent Williams was grumbling about his contract and would probably hold out or want more money. All right, they knew it on March 1st. My question, if you're a 49er fan, I'm asking you why. From the 49ers perspective, on August, 14th? Why on August 14th have they not figured out this problem? That's what I'm asking 49er fans. 888-957-9570. Is this part of a plan that you think they possibly envisioned in March? Mm. Do you think something's gone haywire? It's been over 5 months. Why has only one guy been taken care of?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.